So, everyone has got a particular type of duty. That is called dharma. So, while executing our occupational duty, one can become perfect. It doesn't matter whether he is a businessman, or whether he is a lawyer, whether he is an engineer, whether he is a priest, or anything else. By executing his occupational duty, he can become the perfect. How? How it is possible? One has to see whether by his professional duty he is satisfying Krishna. That's all. Saṃsiddhi haritosana. That is the test. It doesn't matter whether you are businessman or lawyer, but if you test your occupation by satisfying the Supreme Lord, that is your perfection. So our Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. We do not request anyone to become a sannyasi or give up home and go to Himalaya and practice Hatha Yoga. No. Our principle is that in whatever condition you are, you remain there. That is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam while talking with Sri Ramananda Raya. That verse is Jnana Prayasam Mudupasa Namanta Eva. One should not try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by speculative mental exercise. This process should be given up. One should be humble and meek. That is also the demand of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇam vraja. So, in absolute humbleness, one should try to hear from the realized soul. Sarmukhritāṁ bhavudīya vārtaṁ namantaya. In that position, although the Lord is unconquerable, he becomes conquered by the devotee. So we are recommending, we are preaching all over the world, this philosophy that you do not require to change your position. Even if you require to remain as a Christian, as a Mohammedan, or a Hindu, or a Jewish, or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. Please try to see whether by your activities God is satisfied. That is the injunction in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Sabai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhati. That is first class religion by which one is elevated to the platform of loving transcendental service to the transcendence, adhokhati. Without any cause, ahuituki, apratihata, and without being hampered, in that way, one can be peaceful. Otherwise, there is no possibility of peace. So how this is possible? That is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatam sakatha krishna punna savana kirtana riddanta savadrani vidhunati suhisvata. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Ishara sarva-bhutana viddesha arjuna tishtani. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan. He is within your heart. He is within in the atom. Annam tarastham paramanu chayam tarastham. So Krishna is everywhere. Simply Krishna wants to see whether you are trying to become Krishna conscious. That's all. the how you can become Krishna conscious, simply by hearing about him. For hearing him, there is Bhagavad Gita, which is Krishna personally speaking, and there is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken about Krishna. So, even if you cannot read, you can hear from realized person. Even if you are not educated, you do not know Sanskrit, you can hear from a person who has realized Krishna. In this way, if you try to hear about Krishna, simply this hearing process is pious activities, punna savana kirtana. If you simply hear and chant about Krishna, you acquire piety. In this way, as soon as you acquire piety, you become interested in Krishna consciousness. Unless one is free from contamination of all sinful activities, one cannot be interested in Krishna Katha. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesamanta Vatam Papam Jananang Punna Karmana Ti Dandamaha Nirmukta Bhajanti Mang Dirabhata. There are many verses in Vedic literature that Krishna Katha, hearing about Krishna, makes us free. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Hamu Mahadhabhagni Nibbapan. So, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences that simply by hearing about Krishna, you become free from all contamination of this material world. Because Krishna himself will help you to cleanse your heart. Avadrani, we are being conducted in this material world by three modes of nature. The modes of goodness, basal, and ignorance. Out of these three qualities, the modes of passion and ignorance, rajastama, they are calculated as avadra, mischievous. If we are addicted to the passion and ignorance, then we cannot make any progress. We have come to the platform of goodness, the brahminical qualification. Then we can understand what is spiritual life. And that will be possible simply by hearing and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, or if you want to be progressing, you can read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially recommended that by my order, he says exactly the Bengali verse, Amar Agdai Guru Haiya Taro Eidesh, Jare Dakho Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. You simply carry my order, and whomever you meet, you simply speak the philosophy or the topics about Krishna. So, our Krishna consciousness movement has taken up this injunction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very seriously, and we are talking to the people simply about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is acting very nicely. It is acting very nicely. We have got now 40 branches all over the world, and everywhere boys and girls like this are all disciples, are all young men and young women. They are from 20 to 30 years of age. But they are doing very excellently. We have no time, otherwise each of them would have talked with you how they are feeling, how they have come to the Krishna consciousness, and how they have become purified by this movement. So, we have brought these boys and girls in India just to show you example. If persons who had no knowledge of Krishna 5 years You know, they can take to this life of Krishna consciousness so seriously. You cannot do this. You also can do, but you are neglecting. Don't neglect. Don't spoil your life simply by imitating the animals. Take to Krishna consciousness. It is very simple. Krishna consciousness is not very hard task. Anyone can chant anywhere. There is no hard and fast rules and regulations for chanting. You can chant on the street, you can chant on your bus, you can chant in your office, anywhere. Nobody will object. Please try this transcendental activities and see how you are happy. That is our movement. We don't impose any artificial gymnastic process that place your nose in this way and to keep your head like this way. No. In whatever position you are, simply utilize your tongue by chanting Hare Krishna and tasting Bhagavad Prasad. That is the way of realizing Krishna. It is stated in the Bhagavad. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Navavir Rajam Indiyai. You cannot understand Krishna by your present blunt material senses. You have to purify it. That is bhakti process. Bhakti process means purifying the senses. Suppose you have got some disease in the eyes. It is not that you pluck out your eyes from the socket. You cure it. We don't follow the Mayavadi process or the Buddhist process to commit spiritual suicide. No. We are after curing the material diseases. And that is bhakti process. Sarvapadi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmala. You have to become free from the designated condition. You have to forget yourself that you are Indian, you are American, you are German, you are Brahmin, you are Kshatriya, you are Sudra. No. Your real identity is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Our real identity is eternal servant of Krishna. You stick to that I am servant of Krishna. And act accordingly. Then you will be happy. That is bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanang Bhakti Richard. Bhakti means to serve the master of the senses, Krishna. Krishna is the master of the senses. His name is therefore Rishikesa. You have heard this name, Rishikesa, in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna requests Krishna, Sena Ruvayamadde, Rishikesha, Sthapaya, just place my chariot between the two armies, my dear Rishikesha. So Rishikesha means the master of the senses. So our senses, we are claiming that this hand is mine, this leg is mine. Actually, they belong to Krishna. Therefore, with your hands, with your legs, with your eyes, with your ears, with all your senses, you try to satisfy Krishna. And if you try to do that, that will make your life successful. So the process is very simple. Simply try to hear Krishna Katha. Sinnatang Sakata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddhanta Savadrani Vidhunati Sweet Sada. He is very friendly to everyone, every living entity. He is trying to rectify, and especially he is friendly to his devotees. So in this way, nastaprayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya. If you daily, as a routine one, you serve this bhagavata process, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and reading a portion of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavata, or serving a pure devotee of Krishna, he is also Bhagavata. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati, Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. By this process, you become a firm devotee of the Supreme Lord. This means situation on the platform of goodness. In this way, gradually, you have to develop your devotional service. Then you will be jolly. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayate. As soon as you become free from the contamination of the ignoble qualities of this material world, ignorance and passion, you immediately become joyful. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasutiti Nakamkati. So, I don't wish to take much of your valuable time. Please try to follow this simple process. Wherever you remain, whatever you may do, try to chant this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is confirmed also by Sukadeva Goswami that in this age of Kali, there is a great opportunity. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangraje. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from all the contamination of this material world, and he is promoted to the spiritual world. So, this simple process, I think every one of you can accept it, and you do not require to change anything of your activities. Simply begin from this day, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.